minus the bear, lonely gun. KGRG FM. Now it's time for the 4:30 news.
It's now time for the KGRG news.
I said that already.
Bringing you everything you need to know about what's going on in the South Sound.
We know.
And beyond.
Yeah, yeah.
89.9 KGRG.
I said that too. What's going on in the world?
Well, you said it was 3 or 4:30, and it's actually 4:40.
Well, well, well.
This is
well,
Bruno McNasty.
It was 4:30 when the British guy started talking.
It is a kind of a long spot, isn't it?
Yes.
It's 4:40, and this is Bruno McNasty with the KGRG-FM News. A 36-year-old man from Independence Township near Detroit is dead after apparently shooting himself in the head while demonstrating gun safety to his girlfriend.
Wonderful.
The man was reportedly telling his girlfriend that the weapons were safe because they weren't loaded and was demonstrating that state by pointing them at his head and pulling the trigger.
Even if they weren't, why would you do that?
A third handgun was in fact loaded when pointed and the discharge killed him. Police report that alcohol may have been a factor. Now you know. Comcast, the nation's largest cable television provider with 28 million subscribers, is poised to buy Time Warner Cable, currently the second largest cable provider, creating a media conglomerate that would provide cable service to one-third of American households.
And I'm sure that won't result in massive price hikes.
The proposed deal, worth a reported $45 billion, does not include the entertainment division of Time Warner, which consists of HBO, CNN, TNT, and CBS. The deal, which must pass scrutiny from federal regulators, could take more than a year to complete. Comcast recently entered into a settlement with the United States Justice Department in which it agrees not to slow down content from other providers on its cable distribution service until 2018.
That's great. So in 4 years, they can do it.
Dueling initiatives dealing with guns and gun ownership are competing for legislature approval in Olympia this week. Initiative 594 would expand background checks to eliminate the so-called gun show exemption, while Initiative 591 would seek to prohibit the confiscation of guns without due process and would prevent Washington State from adopting any gun background check standards stricter than federal law. The legislature has until the end of the session to adopt both, none, or neither of these initiatives, but any of the initiatives not passed by the legislature would automatically appear on the ballot this November.
Well, this can't possibly go badly.
In Olympics news, a tundra wolf near Sochi came out of his den on Sunday and saw its shadow, ensuring 6 more weeks of Winter Olympics. In weather news, it should be clear and dry for the next couple of days, with rain expected to return on Thursday. Until then, it's highs in the 50s and lows near 40. Traffic conditions are slow on southbound 167 south of Renton, as well as on I-5 south of Tukwila. Eastbound I-405 in Auburn is also running slow. And that's the news. For KGRG-FM, I'm Bruno McNasty, and you're not. And remember that everything happens for a reason, and that sometimes that reason is that you're stupid and make bad choices.
I'm okay with 6 more weeks of Winter Olympics.